Peabody Opera Theater is presenting Mozart's Don Giovanni at the Lyric this coming Friday and Sunday, November 16th and 18th. With me in the studio is the stage director for the production, Roger Brunyate. Welcome back.
Hi, Diana.
You said to me off mic that this is your favorite opera. Now, why is that?
It was one of the first I got to know whole through recordings. It was one of the first I ever saw. Mozart is probably my favorite composer. And I think this is the opera of his that has everything. It has comedy, it has drama, it has sex. But I had to be older to appreciate the latter.
How old were you when you first discovered this opera?
Well, I was probably, about 14. And I saw it, for the first time at 16. I came fairly late to the opera game. And it was one of the first production I assisted on when I was working in Glyndebourne in the late 70s.
At Peabody Opera, you sometimes bring in guest conductors, especially if you're doing Mozart. There is something about his operas that's just a little different for a conductor. What is it?
It requires a light touch. It requires trust in the singer to a much greater degree than, shall we say, orchestrally based operas. And in Leonardo Vodoni, we have somebody who is, I think we describe himself primarily as a coach. He is quite wonderful at the piano. He's married to a singer, so his understanding of what singers need is just incredible. And his sensitivity in accompanying them, whether with a baton or with his fingers. The other thing that's wonderful about him is that he is Italian, and so the language goes beyond that of the good diction that we could all teach. To some extent, it becomes a living thing. And he could always be cast as Giovanni himself, not for his proclivities, but for his sheer good looks.
If he really does work as a coach with the singers, that must be a wonderful opportunity, since, of course, they're all students, and that's something that singers really need as they're developing, and it's very expensive.
Yes, we have, I think, probably the best vocal cast we've assembled for a production in years and years and years, in terms of simply the size of the voices and the finesse. But it's a fairly inexperienced cast in terms of stage performance. And so his job has been to refine them, and mine has been to excite them and to give them confidence.
And of course, the question that's always on people's minds these days when they hear about an opera, what is the production like? Is it traditional? Is it not? How have you done it?
It is traditional, slightly skewed, and I mean that literally. The sets by Luke Hegel Cantarella, who designed our Rake's Progress last year, is a traditional sort of theatrical box, but all tilted to one side. Nothing is quite straight, and nothing is quite straight in the opera either.
This is Mozart's Don Giovanni being presented by the Peabody Opera Theater. Roger Brunyate is the stage director, and Maestro Leonardo Vodoni will conduct the Peabody Symphony Orchestra. Performances are at the Patricia and Arthur Modell Performing Arts Center at the Lyric in Baltimore, Friday, November 16th at 7:30 p.m. and Sunday, November 18th at 3 p.m. For more information, the number is 410-900-1150. The website is lyricoperahouse.com. Roger Brunyate is the stage director, and Maestro Leonardo Vodoni is the guest conductor for this production. With me in the studio today, Roger Brunyate, who is the stage director for Mozart's Don Giovanni at the Lyric with Peabody Opera Theater. Thank you so much for coming in.
Thank you, Diana.
For WBJC, I'm Diana Neal.